A Judicial Monster in Child Sex Abuse Cover-Up and Corruption in Scotland by John Halley. Dedication to Justice and the Rule of Law. Acknowledgements. Firstly, please read my note for SCAI, that's the Scottish Child Abuse Inquiry. It's dated 1st of April 2019 and it can be found at Chapter 17. It appears to be pivotal. Secondly, the designations QC and KC mean the same thing in essence, Queen's Counsel and King's Counsel. They're used inconsistently throughout this text, which may lead to confusion. I apologise for this. It's simply because when there is a new monarch in the UK, the designation is changed accordingly. I suggest ignoring the difference where it appears from time to time throughout the text. I also acknowledge that this text was written somewhat speedily. It was written and processed through a trauma-affected mind. So I apologise for any inconvenience that this has caused to the reader. I acknowledge that the detail relating to individuals and organisations which form part of the Scottish legal establishment might appear to be complicated and confusing. This most likely affects Scottish people as well as people not from Scotland. Opaque structures, procedures, titles and terminology perpetuate this confusion. Here's just one example. If a person appointed to the Court of Session bench in Scotland has the same surname as another or even a previous judge, that person can take a different name or the name of a place that they wish to be associated with. So a prominent example of this is the current Lord President of the Court of Session, Lord Carloway. Carloway is a place in the Isle of Lewis in the Scottish Outer Hebrides. On the appointment to the Court of Session bench of Colin Sutherland QC in February 2000, he was already a Lord Sutherland, so he took the title Lord Carloway. Further information about the Judiciary of Scotland can be found on that organisation's website at judiciary.scot. Further information can be found about other relevant Scottish organisations mentioned in this book on the following websites: advocates.org.uk, copfs.gov.uk, scotcourts.gov.uk, childabuseinquiry.scot, scotland.police.uk, edinburghtraminquiry.org. This text is not exhaustive of the issues addressed or the evidence relating to those issues. I've attempted to present a coherent narrative of relevant facts, evidence, issues and details as at August 2023. Now here's some information about me, the author. I'm John Halley. I'm an experienced advocate and a part-time judge in Scotland. I was called to the bar in 1997. I had previously worked in residential social work with young people in the care system. I initially appeared in many cases involving children's interests. I served as an advocate depute, which is a High Court prosecutor in Scotland, on a full-time and ad hoc basis for several years between 2003 and 2010. I was appointed as a part-time sheriff, that's a judge with both civil and criminal jurisdiction, including criminal jury trials, in 2010. Since then, I've presided over and appeared as advocate in many civil and criminal cases. From October 2015 until October 2016, I was one of the leading counsel to the Scottish Child Abuse Inquiry. In fact, I was the first advocate appointed as counsel to the Scottish Child Abuse Inquiry. For many years, I pursued an active interest in improvements in the conduct of child forensic interviews in Scotland. Since 2017, I've been advising a specialist team of police and social work professionals to develop, implement and teach a training regime to support the introduction of a Scottish NICHD protocol. This is encompassed in the Scottish Child Interview Model. While empirical data requires to be assembled and assessed, anecdotal reports indicate significant improvements have been achieved for the benefit of children and in the interests of justice. For many years, I pursued an active interest in improvements in the conduct of child forensic interviews in Scotland. Since 2017, I've been advising a specialist team of police and social work professionals to develop, implement and teach a training regime to support the introduction of a Scottish NICHD protocol in the Scottish Child Interview Model. While empirical data requires to be assembled and assessed, anecdotal reports indicate significant improvements have been achieved for the benefit of children and in the interests of justice. I have expanded my interest in developmentally appropriate questioning of children and adolescents in court and related proceedings since 2016. I have devised a teaching initiative which applies the scientific consensus in relation to developmentally appropriate questioning of child victims and witnesses for the benefit of all children and adolescents involved in court and related proceedings, including children and young people who are suspects and accused. In July 2018, I presented a masterclass at the International Investigative Interview Research Group, that's the IRG, in Porto, Portugal, on the subject of child forensic interviews and court proceedings. In December 2018, I presented a two-day seminar for the Judiciary of Chile at the Instituto de Estudios Judiciales in Santiago, Chile. The subject matter, developmentally appropriate questioning of children in court and related proceedings, was presented for teaching purposes as the IBIC Judicial Matrix. The IBIC Judicial Matrix can be found explained on my ResearchGate page at researchgate.net. It's published in both Spanish and English. This teaching tool continues to be used by the Judiciary of Chile as one important part of a training regime in relation to scientifically validated, developmentally appropriate forensic questioning of children and its importance for the judicial function in criminal trials. I've written a textbook for legal decision makers and practitioners in all jurisdictions on the subject of developmentally appropriate questioning. I hope this will be published soon.